Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series. Today we are covering a cautionary case. It is called Ameri South the 32nd Limited versus Commissioner. The tax court decided it in 2012. And if you own an apartment complex or any residential rental property, this is one you need to understand. This is not a story about how cost segregation works. It is a story about what happens when it goes wrong. Ameri South purchased a 366 unit apartment complex called Garden House Apartments. The purchase price was about $10.25 million. The company hired someone to perform a cost segregation study. That study reclassified roughly $3.5 million of the purchase price into faster depreciating property, 5-year property and 15-year property, instead of the standard 27.5 years for residential rental real estate. The IRS examined the study and rejected most of those reclassifications. Ameri South went to tax court to fight it. During the case, the company sold the property and stopped defending some of the contested items. That weakened the record significantly. In the end, the court sided with the IRS. About $1,080,000 of accelerated depreciation was thrown out. What did the study claim that the court rejected? Site preparation and earthwork, water and sanitary systems, gas lines, electrical wiring, HVAC, plumbing, finished carpentry, millwork, interior windows, mirrors, and painting. The court found that these items were structural components of residential rental real property. They belong at 27.5 years, not 5 years, not 15. The study had tried to reclassify things that are genuinely part of the building, and it could not back up those claims with the documentation and engineering analysis needed to make them stick. One item survived. Dryer venting was allowed as personal property under Section 1245. Almost everything else was denied. So what does this mean for you? If you own an apartment complex or any residential rental property, this case tells you two things clearly. First, residential rental property is harder territory for cost segregation than commercial property. The building systems that make an apartment function, including plumbing, wiring, HVAC, and carpentry, are generally structural components. They belong in the slow category. A study that grabs everything in sight is going to have a problem. Second, documentation matters enormously. The study in this case was not backed by the kind of credible, engineering-based analysis that holds up under examination. Ownership changed, the defense weakened, and the deductions were lost. A properly done study on a residential rental property is more conservative. It focuses on the items that genuinely qualify, like certain land improvements, site utilities in specific configurations, and property-specific personal property. It does not overreach into structural systems just because the numbers would be bigger if it did. Ameri South is the case that shows what overclaiming costs. When we say a study needs to be done right, this is part of what we mean. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how this applies to your property, take a look at the authority library in your report.